I'm I wanna see together very interesting. Who is it very meaningful now? But the many yeshiva bachrim, they look at the Iker of Shavuos is to be mechazik. Me, when I tell you, I'm learning already anyway. Kabbalah Satayra, like people look at me like I was Makabal the Torah many years ago. Like I need another Kabbalah Satayra. I try to keep the Torah. I try to learn. Like what does Shavuos mean to me? And people like really don't get it. Okay, I stayed up late on Shavuos by night, and many people like think like maybe I would learn more the next day. I'm exhausted for 2 days afterwards. Baruch Hashem, this year Shabbos is afterwards. You catch up. You have no excuses not to be here on Sunday. But kilo, they don't get the like. What's the big thing of Shavuos? And it's such a chabad. As we want to try to discuss together to see what is the ikar nekuda of Shavuos. And actually, it's very negeya to yeshiva bachrim. It's negeya to abreichim too, but yeshiva bachrim in a very specific way. Especially yeshiva bachrim that eventually are going to go back into shidduchim. It has a very deep meaning for them, sure. So if you ever want yeshiva bachrim to listen, tell them it's connected to shidduchim. Gewaldig. Okay. Us. How is it connected to shidduchim? What is the Kriyas on Shavuos? As we lay Megillas Rus. The biggest question is, why are we laying Megillas Rus on Shavuos? The story did not happen on Shavuos. Why are we laying Megillas Rus on Shavuos? As the Chida, the Birchei Yosef, asked the Shaila. But Be'etzem, and he says, Gishmak Eterutzim, that the Olam will see, and all the Ilonim that will be passed around. We want to focus in, the Yalkut Shemayni says it, asks the question, and it says it Teretz, and it's a Gevaldik Galila. If you want to see the Dugma, the Moshav, of someone that made a real Kabbalah's Torah, it was Rus. Let's just get a little bit history about Rus. Rus was a princess. Her father was the king. She was born up in a tremendous amount of wealth. She was spoiled beyond. Where did she go shopping? In Louis Vuitton. And when she went in the store, they knew her. It wasn't like, who are you? She walked in and the store said, okay, so what are you buying today? Prada was a joke. She polished it like nothing to talk about. She's a real princess. She's not like the princesses, like our sisters, the princess. She's a real princess. Yeah. Mamish, Be'emes. Boy, the Medrash says that she was Yofi B'Yosef. As in the Goyisha world, she had it made. That's what counts. Money, looks, the chule dresses well. Oh. So she's top. As Rus had a big choice in front of her. She could go back home and she could be on top of the world. Instead, what was the other flip side of the coin? She could go with her mother-in-law. Not even with her husband. She could go with her mother-in-law. We all know what a mother-in-law. Naomi was a tzaddikah, but she's still a mother-in-law. Yeah. The husband's gone already. How is she going to have money? So we think, okay, she's going to make a Kabbalah. And she's going to have, like, mommy, she's going to win the lotto. Someone, a big gvir, is going to hear about a story in Vad HaRabbanan and give her $1,000 a month. No. She's going to go. She's going to have to pick wheat in a field. As you go from someone that Pashit went to Enshikar all the time. And now where is she eating? Not even in Yeshivas Meir dining room. She parshit picks wheat, and that's what she's eating. If you think about it, it's a really hard decision. Naomi tried to convince her not to do it, and she saw she was misametzes. It was really hard. Very, very hard for her. There was someone else who's in this story too, Orpah. she had a sister who also went with Nami. What happened? They saw Nami. They saw Sadiqa. They saw real life. They saw someone special. And then on the other hand, there's specialness, there's goodness. And on the other hand, there's enjoyment in life. The level of life. As Arpa went four steps, and then she stops. Mashallah Dava Daima. Bachrim come to yeshiva. They're misaira, they shtai. They take four steps. They learn 4 years in Kailo. And then they go out to business. Whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, four steps. You misaira from my years in yeshiva. And then she was zaycha. Her four steps, she got a lot of schar for. She got four warriors. Golias is one of her most famous ones. Big rubber guy with big muscles that was really a top shoulder. Yishbi was not bad either. The other two, you wouldn't even hear if I said their names. Really, the top four soldiers of Palestine. She was like, that was her schar. She had, and in their world, that these guys were loaded. They were the top soldiers. They were the top generals. They were living like, you know, the head of Hamas. They were mamish living. They had good lives. I mean, quote unquote, good. Yeah. But all four of them were killed by David, by Rus's grandchildren. Not only that, Arpa herself is killed by David's grandchild. As Arpa's the story of, you know those guys, they get a little bit of Sayurus and it runs out of steam as time goes on. As they get a little bit of Scar and then it runs out of steam. But Rus did something so amazing. Vayar ki mis ameses. It was very hard for her to do it. She did it, and she kept up. And she didn't give up, and she worked hard. She is a dugma. She is the model of Kabbalah Satayra. A nifladiga Kabbalah Satayra. What was she zeicha to? She was zeicha to see David HaMelech, her grandson, become a melech and mamish kavod gadol. V'loy zu bilvad, the Gemara in Baba Basra says, Shloima HaMelech had a crown, had a room. She was called Eim HaMalchus. There was a room where she sat. It was the queen's room, and that's where Rus was. Shloima HaMelech, who was the shleilet al kol ha'olam, she was the one who was behind it. So she can go back to Louis Vuitton again. But now I think she understood life a little bit more than that. Now she realized the kavod she wears is not what it says on her begadim. The kavod she has is not the name brand on my shoes. The kavod she has is who she is and what she did. So powerful, that Kabbalah that she made. As we lay in Megillas Rus on Shavuos, because on Shavuos we see an example of a Kabbalah Satayra. But even if we're not women, we could relate to it. The Yidden on Shavuos, they said Nasa v'Nishma. If you think about it, it was pretty amazing. They had lived a life that was totally goyish. They're coming to accept the Torah. Hashem offered it to the goyim. They said, it's not for me. I know a lot of yeshiva bachurim that think on different angles, it's not for me, like Esav and Yishmael answered. Every yid got up and said, Naseh v'nishma. I want it to be for me. It is for me. In 50 days, they turned their lives around and they went to a whole different lifestyle. Right away, they were zeicha to a kesem. Yeshivas don't come to brainwash bachurim. It's not a cult that we're trying to force you to do things by paying you money. No. We're coming to teach every one of you who you really are. What is your keser in life? What's gonna make you really special? Stop hiding behind what everything in life is showing you. What's the real specialness of you? What's your real kesa? And Rus was Nasa v'nishma oidapam. Now it was hard. It wasn't easy. It doesn't mean, okay, so what does that mean if I'm Nasa v'nishma, a crown's going to come down in Shemayim, everyone's going to applaud me and clap? No. It's going to be very hard. You're going to have to work. I just want to tell you one more thing. People think, if I make it in life, I don't have to work. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're going to work anyway. Adam la'amul yula. Whatever life you're going to have, you're going to have to work hard. But it's kedai to work on something that's meaningful, long-lasting, and really going to make a difference. As that's what Megillas Rus we learn, it is shayich to every one of us. Every one of you is going to head out from the Beis Medrash and continue in your walkway in life. Where are you heading? What's important for you? What do you want to make out of yourself? Rus, Megillas Rus is Ma'iras. We must make a Kabbalah of who we really are, what we really want to be, if we really want to be special, and we got to look for it. B'soif ha-kovid va-kol yavoy. Atoy ve-yavoy. In kovid el-toyra. In triva el-toyra. Soif ha-kol yavoy. Ashrecho ba-olam hazeh v'triv lecho ba-olam haba. But what is ashrecho? You'll be happy. And v'triv lo-olam haba in l'tayr v'in l'shayr. The reason we all know that we lay Megillas Rus is the Birchei Yosef says David was Noilad on Shavuos. Why was David Noilad on Shavuos? David is Melech HaMashiach, is the Shoyrish of Melech HaMashiach. Megillas Rus is the story of how David was born. I don't get it. If David was born on Shavuos, why do we lay Megillas Rus on Shavuos? We should lay, and David Noilad, the last pasuk. Why are we reading the whole Megillah? Because David wasn't born stam. David was born because he had a grandmother, Rus, who put the seeds and planted it, and that's why David was born on Shavuos. Melech Mashiach could be born on this Shavuos too. Every one of us could be Zeicha for his gulais, for Yeshua's. If he hears the message of Megillas Rus and he takes it to heart, really takes it to heart and makes a Kabbalah, what I'm gonna do, I wanna work, I gotta work. I wanna make the Limud HaTorah, the Kiyum HaTorah. I wanna really put a deeper, stronger effort into it. Naseh v'nishma, and that's already a Kesa. So I'm working for something special. They lost the Ksarim of Nasa v'Nishma. But Be'ezus Hashem, when Mashiach comes, the Gemara in Brachas on Yud Zayin says, we get it back. Why do we get it back? Because to make Mashiach come, we Nasa v'Nishma Eidabam. And then we're going to get it back. We learn Megillas Rus, and we learn Kabbalah Satayra Eidabam. As every one of us has Shavuos could be a very meaningful time and misugal take a time. It's very misugal to make that Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma, to make that change. Rabbi Yosef says, Ilmoliahu Yoima Kama Yosefika Beshuka. Why Shavuos? He learned Mamish Geshmak the whole year. Shavuos is misugal that something could really go on deep inside of you. If you wanted to make a very strong Kabbalah, to really bring out the beauty of yourself. Hashem Yazov, we should all take the message to heart. And the beauty of every one of us should come out in our walkways, in our paths in life. And we should be Zeicha, to be big gadol, to tremendous Yatid Shemaya together, to be Mis'ala and Mis'ala.